Good morning. This is U105. I want to speak to Siobhan McCartney, who's with the Titanic Centre and a learning and outreach manager. Is that right, Siobhan?
It is indeed, yes. That's my role.
Yeah, we've been hearing about a Mr. Emerson. Tell me about Mr. Emerson.
Oh, Mr. Emerson is a wonderful gentleman who started working in the shipyard as a boy helper heating rivets and ended up as an apprentice. His total time at Harland & Wolff was 22 years as an apprentice and then a manager in later life. So,
yeah, and he's been. I'm trying to link Mr. Emerson to Titanic. He's been working on what's known as the birds, the clocking
yes.
boards, as they should be called, but they were known as the birds down in the yard. Just explain how all of this knits in with what's happening at Titanic.
Well, we realised that guests really enjoy being able to handle artefacts, and so we asked Mr. Emerson if he would help us, and he was very keen to do so, and he has created a set of these boards so that our crew can use them to help explain what life was like for the workers in Harland & Wolff in the time of Titanic, but also in more recent days as well. So we now have a little box of these boards, courtesy of Mr. Emerson, which he went onto the internet to make sure his memory was absolutely sound on it, and has created beautiful little facsimile set. We now have them under the gantry in the start of Gallery 2 here at Titanic Belfast.
And how did they work? For people who aren't familiar with a clock-in board, how did that work?
In the morning, the men had to let the lady in the office know their number. Each man had his own identification number. He was then handed his own board that had his number engraved in it, and he had to keep that with him throughout the day. And at the end of the day, that had to be returned to the office in order for his hours to be clocked into the system so that he could then be paid at the end of the week. They were well known, the men were well known for not really putting the boards back tidily. They were launched through the window in a lot of cases, and it was known as launching your bird. So they were thrown through the window, sometimes thrown through the window in more than one at a time, so that maybe somebody would help you out if you wanted to scoot away off early. Somebody else would throw your board in at the same time and nobody would notice.
And God help the poor man who had to gather up the birds whenever there were been, there would have been thousands of people clocking off.
Absolutely,
all at the same time.
At peak you were talking about 15,000 of those boards being hurled through the window over a period of a few minutes. So yeah, I wouldn't want to be the one sorting them out, Frank.
Yeah, and the very reason that you're highlighting this example of history, I suppose, is to remind us that Titanic, at this time of year, the Titanic Centre is one of the attractions midterm. Is that it?
It is indeed. Although these have been going on for quite a while, but as you know, it's always busy down here at Halloween. There's lots going on. There's the Explorer Trail and other family activities. There's meal deals for kids, and also during 24th of October through the 1st of November, we're doing Kids Go Free into the gallery. So it's a really good time of year to come down and see us.
This idea of kids going free into the gallery, is that a suggestion that it's maybe now beginning to lose its magic?
No, I don't think so. Whenever you see the faces of people coming back out of the galleries and you hear the kind of things that they're saying about the experience that they have, I think if anything, Frank, the magic is growing as the word spreads. And it really is very exciting to hear families have great experiences and watch while multi-generations are all learning at the same time. And that's one of the things the boards really help with, because for some people, it's really important to be able to hold something in your hand and to be able to touch it and have a sensation of being connected to the past. And our crew love that as well. The crew loves that chance to share the history of our city, to share Titanic's history and to connect people to their heritage. And the boards really help them to do that. So it's something really a little extra, a little special for both the crew and our guests.
And do you see the facility, the attraction, mainly as a tourist attraction, or do you see it as a learning tool?
Well, I'm the learning manager, and for me, the learning is core for what I do. But I would hate to even separate those two things, because for me, I want the children to enjoy themselves when they come with their school. But I also want our tourists and our local guests to learn while they're here as well, and I don't actually see those two things as mutually exclusive. I think learning should be fun, but also there's a chance to learn when you're visiting a heritage site like this as well. So to me, it's a bit of both.
And how many schools across Northern Ireland would have bought into the idea of it being the ideal school trip?
Well, last year we had 26,000 school visitors, and that includes from the Republic of Ireland as well. But we do have schools coming from all over Ireland and all across Northern Ireland. So I think we are still somewhere that people really want to visit. And we actually see our numbers growing within our school visitors. So I think we must be doing something right, Frank.
And do they tend to be like a primary 7 age or 3rd year at grammar school? What age group is the best age to come along?
We get a real mixture. The boards, actually, the need for the boards came out of a special programme that we run for 6 to 8 year olds, so that key stage one age group within the Northern Ireland curriculum. And it's a very special programme with a little workshop and a little mini living history tour, and the boards were part of that experience, and that was why we originally asked to have them made. But it's called My Grandest Peace Tin, and it doesn't even focus on Titanic. It looks instead at what life was like here in Harland and Wolff, so during the 40s to the 1970s. But we do programmes right through up to secondary level, and indeed we now have a seminar that is for students doing tourism or event management or that kind of thing at college, and it's from GCSE level up to foundation degree level. So to be honest, for us, it's about ensuring that we're offering something that's useful and meaningful for every age group within the school curriculum.
And My Grandest Peace Tin, that's what you would have called up the country a lunchbox, is it?
Yes, absolutely. So your peace was your sandwich, and the tin was what you kept it in, and that's one of the things we do with the children, say, why a tin? Why not just a paper bag? And very often they'll come around to the idea of the men worked outside, they didn't want the soggy sandwiches at lunchtime, and also they didn't want their mates sitting on their sandwiches and squishing them, so the tin was a good idea.
It is, it's a great learning experience, and of course it is arguably one of the best tourist attractions still in the UK, one of the best tourist attractions. I said, asked this question right at the very beginning, and I've sort of hinted at it again during the conversation with you. Will it last the pace? Will we 10 years from now, 20 years from now, still be impressed by the Titanic Centre in Belfast?
Absolutely we will, Frank, because we don't stand still. Every year we refresh an aspect of the gallery, so every year there's something new to come and see, and constantly reviewing and renewing what we do and offering new experiences. At the minute we have a beautiful free exhibition in the Andrews Gallery for guests to come and see, so every time you come there's something new, there's something different, there's something fresh.
And if you want to go on the full tour, if you want to do that, do you have to book online or can you just turn up at the door?
Depends on the time of year, but we always recommend booking online, so you don't only just get to choose the time of day you come, but you also guarantee that you're going to get in. At this time of the year, whenever the schools are off, I would really be very encouraging encouraging guests to book online before you come to make sure you're going to get a ticket at the right time.
Okay, Siobhan, good speaking to you. Thanks for the update on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Siobhan McCartney, who is the Learning and Outreach Manager down there at Titanic.